AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Ooh, trippy. Very trippy.
I've just closed my eyes.
This is getting weirder.
All
this
right.
is getting
okay,
weird.
Okay, look, let's set this up. Yeah.
Nah.
Great song.
Yeah. I wish it was only music, though.
We are right. about to suss out what's been going on with dreams, particularly from Spider's point of view, with Judith K. Psychic. You can get her at all the W's, judithkpsychic.com.au.
This is the sit show. For the last few months, every dream I've had, Spider has been the guest star. And these dreams are getting weirder and weirder and less clothes, and it's becoming awkward in the studio. However, it's been reciprocated, apparently. Right. I don't know what, though. No, and you're looking at me really awkwardly this morning.
I know, but last night I actually a dream and you were in it.
Oh, God.
And so we thought, well, Bridge, we've worked together for a long time. You've had dreams that I've been in. I've never had dreams that you've been in, but you were last night.
Oh,
so, Judith, the psychic, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We do want to get to the bottom of these dreams, but just to start with, we've worked together, what, probably nearly 7 years?
7, 8 years.
Yeah. Is it weird for people who work together to dream about each other?
Definitely not, especially when you've been working together or even like, you know, best friends or relationships. It's not unusual at all.
Judith, the problem is it started with me dreaming of Spider pretty much every day, and then we were so comfortable that in these dreams that he's on the toilet naked just saying hello to me like we are in a couple. But we have that's odd, but now I don't know what's going on here, but apparently it's been reciprocated.
Yeah. I never dreamt of Bridge. It sounds really weird saying this, you know.
You're uncomfortable with this.
I am very uncomfortable. But we were somewhere in a big warehouse and we heard noises outside. Bridge has gone out there, as she does, to tackle on the world.
Right.
And then you come running back in. I didn't even go out. And
you didn't even go out, not even in your dream, you brave.
Nah. Right? And then everyone else followed you in. And then we started to hide, but then we had to fight our way through all these people, you and me, but they were people dressed up of people we knew.
Well, let's just start with Bridge first. So, so Bridge had been dreaming about you for quite a while.
Yeah, every night, every night.
So that's her subconscious saying that she's got, you know, passion and desires, and she's got a fascination with Spider, you know, to be dreaming of him, and indicates the longing and longing of change and stability in her life. So that's what that means.
Oh, well, hang on. So there's please, because there's nothing sexual about it at all when he's naked on the toilet just saying good morning to me. I have no longing desire for Spider. I know that for sure.
There you go.
Oh, don't.
Well, you know, sitting on the toilet, that might mean sort of a cleansing, you know, a cleaning out of
things.
But really, the whole dream appears to be about Spider.
Mm.
Bridge has had dreams for a long time about him, but he's only had one dream about her, and it seems to be quite explicit.
That'd be right. I'm always the one having the more dreams. I mean, always into the blokes more than they are me.
Well, his dream is an emotional dream. And don't forget here, like, dreams are very personal. So, you know, but this is going to come out about Spider because dreams give us hidden messages, you know, that triggers the subconscious mind is how we dream. His subconscious felt comfortable with Bridge after 7 years.
Aww.
So his subconscious suggests escapism. He wants to escape from a current situation or a place or with someone he can trust and feel comfortable with.
I am not going to be the next Mrs. Everett.
Straight to the semis.
Straight to the semis. Hey, Jude, stick around. Judith K. Psyche, please stick around.
Oh, that's nice, though, I'm one of the only constant in your life.
Does that mean I'm not going to get your gourmet breakfast? Because we know if you get Bridget's gourmet breakfast, that means you're going all right.
If you don't even get a coffee, you're in all kinds of strife. But next we're going to pull apart the most popular dreams. So everyone has these, the falling dreams, the water dreams, and this is going to get awkward again.
Yeah.
You know, when you dream of someone you don't like, you know, oofty McGoofty and all that kind of weird, you know, stuff. Why does that happen? Why
don't
do you
know.
Dream of that when you don't even like the
we'll
person?
We'll find out with Judith.
All right, our resident Dreamweaver Judith joins us again. Just sorted us out. Thank God, it's not awkward.
We can have lunch together now.
We can move on. We keep on dreaming of each other. It's weird. Now we're about to pull apart all the popular dreams, the falling, the water, all kinds of bits and pieces.
Yeah, there's two issues with me. My ex of 15 plus years and falling. My ex is always in my dreams. Yeah, and he's always in my dreams. And, I fall and I have a fear of flying, Judy. So,
Okay, well, probably three of the top dreams that most people dream of is water dreaming. Most people are drowning, flying, falling or being chased.
Mm.
So with falling, it means insecurities. You've got a lot of stress around that ex. It re-triggers a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
That maybe just don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
With flying, that talks about, change, wanting to get away, wanting to escape what you're doing in your life at the moment.
Yeah, interesting.
So, Judith, with the other two, the big one is falling. What are the other two dreams that most people have? Is it the chasing, running away? Is it what
and
are the other?
Water.
And water.
Chasing and water.
Well, being chased is avoidance with people and issues.
Also, what about, a lot of people say that they have a sexual dream about somebody they have no desires, like they don't even like. Why would that be?
A sex dream doesn't always mean sex. Often it might just be the subconscious mind is triggered by different aspects of a quality of a person. So that might be like strength, or they may have good values. You might not necessarily like that person, or you may not have anything much to do with them. But because your subconscious mind is picking up on something that you probably like what they do, then you start to fantasize that in your dream.
Aha. Well, thank you very much. At least we figured out something. Mm. We're not into each other that way, but we do like each other.
I'd say that you like each other.
There you go.
That's probably a pretty good indication.
And AJ's got to work on his ex. Okay,
I'll be going back on the drink because I've got stress, anxiety. I'll be good because my ex has got a pub now. So.
Oh, there we go.
My very good friend, my ex. Thank you, Judith. Very fulfilling and a great chat.
No worries. That's great. Thank you very much for having me.
Judith, our resident Dreamweaver, thanks so much for joining us. I tell you what, I'm going to talk about this very soon. You know, I've only been on Instagram for a week and a bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's made me weird and it's made me paranoid.
What?
You knew this?
Yes,
you
knew
it.
This.
But I had to blast myself into the next century.
Blast. Check it out.
What do you mean?
Well, we'll go through it.
All right. Okay. I think he's jealous.
He is. We've got one of the workers on the telephone at the moment. I'll just background this gorgeous lady who I've worked. I'm nearly 21 years with the company. And when I came in 1996, I was the program director of the station down the road.
So many people you don't know, is there, Adrian?
Well, I've been here a long time, Peter. It's just what happens. Anyway, the gorgeous, petite, lovely thing that she is.
She's
female.
Beautiful.
Janelle McKenzie had a little mishap the other day. But Nelly, tell us, you've been here. When I came, you were with the station. How old were you?
I'm still getting over you calling me petite.
That's you are, darling. Oh, my God. Claim that. Go hard. You are.
He's talking about how you do squats.
You were how old when I was working with you at the other station?
I don't know, 11, but told everyone I was 13, 14.
Nellie's been with us. Nellie's been with us. And she's, you don't mind me saying, you're mid-30-ish now. It's a long time.
Well, you said it.
Yeah, it is a long time.
And Nellie and I worked together in Cairns in our 20s.
And then Nellie went to Hobart and produced the 60 Minutes dude.
Well, myself and
Charles Woolley.
Unfortunately, Charles Woolley. Myself and Nellie have no history other than seeing her dance after a good bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's a good dance.
And another one. Nellie, remember...
this is your life.
We don't have time for the story by the time we get through the intro.
No, what was the Mexican joint on? It used to, 150. It used to be the Mexican joint. On the water.
Oh, margaritas.
Yeah, and you used to dance there too, didn't you?
Yeah, but I had my clothes on then.
That was different.
Miss Nellie. Well, speaking of clothes, this is an incident, and I'm sorry, but it's funny for everyone but you. But can you please explain what happened to you yesterday?
I haven't worn a skirt since then, but can I just set the scene that our office is really, really big. So if you walk from the main sales promotion area into the studio, it's a huge long walk.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom, came out, spoke to my boss, walked past sales, walked past the cool kids at promotions, all the way down the hall, went and had a chat to Al Dobie, and then sat down at my desk, and I kind of felt my dress was a bit weird, and then my phone beeped, and it was Brody in promos, and she's just written, "Hey, Nell, just letting you know, your dress is hitched into your undies."
Oh, it is horrible. And then you get the OCD from now on, won't you, for quite a while, to make sure you're always pulling your dress down from the back, right?
They had my full-on granny undies too.
Oh, the grannies. But see, what's worse, the G-banger or the grannies? You know, it's hard. At least the grannies cover a bit.
Happened to Jennifer Hawkins on the runway.
Yes, it did.
How did you feel? How did you feel?
Oh, it's so embarrassing because once you tell AJ, then the whole office yeah. knows all about it.
You don't tell AJ anything.
Instagram's amazing these days.
Oh, don't. Stop it. Okay, well, Nellie, thank you. And I feel for you because it is horrible. And you will. You'll be feeling the back of your skirt all the time now.
I said to her that she did it on purpose because Nellie's been working very hard in the gym at CrossFit for the last 8 months and she has done
I walked down the office.
No, you've been squatting your little head off and your tush is, you told me, your tush is...
Don't be, this could be a HR issue.
No, it's not.
We've got this compliance.
I think she did it on purpose to just, you know, put it out there.
No, she's not doing it. He's not doing his compliance. Okay, so Nellie, we feel for you, but we do want to know, and we're trying to make you feel better. I've got a story next that'll make you feel better, and we do want to know, and it can be from the blokes too, but definitely the girls. Those wardrobe fails when the skirt is hitched up in your undies, or the toilet paper is hung out, or just I've got one where the skirt completely vanished. We'd love to know on 13 27 10, and we've got a prezzy.
Yes, we do. We're giving you the chance to get along to Fisherman's Wharf Tavern, the best waterfront venue on the Goldie. You will win a $100 voucher, $100 voucher to Fisho celebrating the grand final weekend, 13 27 10.
And Nellie, we'll hear you after 1 o'clock today.
Thank you.
Yay, more chicks on the radio. I love it. Yeah. She's good on air. You're so good on air. We love you. We just heard from the gorgeous Nellie wardrobe incident in here in the office. Skirt caught in the undies. Jeez, it gives you OCD. Years ago, Caxton Street, packed, people everywhere. I had a wraparound skirt on.
Oh,
and leant up against a taxi. Taxi drove off. Skirt wraparound got caught in it. Unraveled, and I'm standing there in knee-high boots and granny undies.
No.
Running down the street, screaming out for my skirt.
That's a festival outfit now.
Well, it's a shocker.
You can go to Corumban and people wouldn't even look twice.
That is true. But this was in the 90s. It was not a good look at all, believe you. My. All right, 13 27 10, your wardrobe fails. Jackie in Orang, what happened?
I was walking through a shopping centre, looked down and realised I had some lacy underwear hanging out of the top of my pants on the outside.
What?
Wandering through the shops, they did just drop in front of me on the floor. They'd been stuck in there from my laundry washing just with static, and I'd wandered through the whole shopping centre.
Oh, that is gold.
Oh, Jackie, funny, that's Jackie. Wicked. Oh, thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call.
Rachel in Labrador, when have you had the wardrobe fail or malfunction?
Hi. I one night went out for an hour and it was cold weather, so I had stockings on underneath my trousers. I was only gone for an hour. Next morning I got up to go to work and thought, I'll just wear those same trousers. So I put them on, caught the train from out west in Sydney to Parramatta, and about 11 o'clock thought I'd better go to the bank. So I was standing in line at the bank and something made me look down and I thought, oh no, you idiot. I had the stockings from the night before were still in the trousers, but not on my leg. They were, one foot was hanging out each leg of the trousers.
That's one of the best.
Double-footed.
Oh, that is gold. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Jada Mermaid Waters, what was your wardrobe fail?
This wasn't one intentionally done, of course, but many years ago when I lived in Wollongong, we used to have girls' nights out in Sydney, and there was about half a dozen of us, and of course girls' night out in Sydney on a Saturday was the cross, and I was walking with the group of girls one way down the main street, and there was a whole group of guys coming up the other way down the main street, and I had a strapless dress on, which was up around, you know, covering my bits.
Yeah.
And when they walked past, it was down around my waist by the time they went by. Because they pulled it down.
they would have been pumped.
Yeah.
I think I just blended in with everybody else, actually.
Yeah, King's Cross.
Poor Jane. All right, we've got Lisa in Hope Island. Lisa, your wardrobe fail?
Yes, long time ago. My grandmother comes to mind. She said to me, whenever you go to the toilet, you need to put toilet paper down across the seat. And so I was at the hotel and I got up and left the toilet, pulled it up, pulled my dress up and walked across through the lounge, past the bar, Saturday night, over to my new boyfriend.
Yep.
And I didn't realise until like 5 minutes later that there was this long trail of toilet paper.
That's a shocker.
There's nothing worse.
Down the back.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Wowie. All right. Well, look, I think we've made Nellie feel better.
Yeah, Nellie feels a lot better. Yeah. Everybody's had it, but congratulations to Rachel in Labrador.
Yay. Rach, well done, Rach. Great story. Congratulations, Rach. You won a $100 voucher to Fish O celebrating the grand final this weekend. Fisherman's Wharf Tavern, the best waterfront venue on the Gold Coast. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, AJ.
I'm sorry, that really will be fantastic.
Good idea.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.